front, I kind of hate your radio show.
How often do you listen?
I don't know, probably like 4 times a week.
Now, back to the show.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Welcome back into Greggeth and Hooks. Got about 10, 12 minutes left in the show. If you want to get in and talk fantasy football with us, 402-466-3776. You are more than welcome to. Got a lot to get to. Questions are already filing in. I will get to as many of them as I possibly can. But please keep tweeting them at Husker_Nick. You can also hit up at ESPN Hooksy. I'm sure while he's back there cooking chicken right now, he can also get you hooked up with some fantasy football advice. Although I did go 2-0 against him last week. Don't let him kid you. Took him down.
I don't know. Is he traditionally good at football or fantasy football?
Yeah, he's been better this year. He's been scoring points, man.
All right.
He's been getting it done. So he's been doing good.
I mean, I got no room to talk. I'm terrible,
man. Hey, my team in our work league is god-awful. Ooh. It was god-awful. And then afterwards, I find out that Coryell and a couple other people were like, yeah, we just listened to your show. And we took, because I kept taking the people I wanted to draft, like right before me. It was terrible. It's a good excuse, anyways.
Yeah.
So we'll get to quarterback rankings and quarterbacks you should look at, quarterbacks you should shy from. I want to start with Patrick Mahomes. He's a guy that you can look at the statistics. He is phenomenal until that ankle gets rolled up on or gets hit. I expect him to take some hits this week. Teams are seeing it. They're going to be teeing off on him. And I expect Pat Mahomes to have some players coming after him.
Hmm.
That said, he has not shown us a single time in his career where he's strung together 3 quote-unquote bad games. Guys, he had 3 touchdowns last week, right? He just was a hair under 300 yards. He almost got that bonus, and then he would have been like the number 2 quarterback in the week. Instead, he was like number 5. I think he'll be fine this week against Denver. Denver still has, obviously, Von Miller. Von Miller goes up against probably the best right tackle in the NFL, though. So that's a tough matchup for Von Miller. Defensive line's very good for Denver. I do expect Kansas City to try to run the ball a little bit more with LeSean McCoy. But I will tell you, I think Patrick Mahomes comes out of this game and has one of those 3 to 4 touchdown passing games this week against Denver. I'm not of the mindset that this is going to be actually it'll be... If I had to guess, I would guess the Chiefs will score around 35, and I think Denver's going to end up around 24, somewhere in that neighborhood. It's actually the over-under set at 50 on this game. I think it's going to be somewhere in that neighborhood. Some of the other quarterbacks that we like this week going into it, I think Matt Ryan with Atlanta, they've been losing games, but he's not been losing you games. He's been fantastic as of late, and his defense sucks, so he's going to have plenty of time to go into shootouts. I really like him this week. I think Josh Allen with Buffalo is going to find himself in the end zone a few different times against Miami and those guys tanking right now. Another quarterback I really like this week, Kyler Murray with Arizona at New York. I think he'll continue to be a really nice fantasy football quarterback for you. They're still having a hard time getting the ball in the end zone. So we won't go over kickers, but I love that kicker for Arizona because they get tons of opportunity for that guy.
Interesting, on your last pick, you said you like Josh Allen down in Buffalo.
Yes, I do.
So there's a team in my league who actually has Josh Allen on the bench, but they're starting Tom Brady. I know that seems obvious, like Brady, but Brady's not really having like a too big of a monstrous year, right?
Right. I would start Josh Allen over Brady this week. Yeah, I would have him ranked higher if I was choosing between the two.
Wow.
Tom Brady playing at Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets. I expect the Patriots are going to get the job done on the ground in that game.
Okay.
Traditionally, when they play the Jets, that's how they get after the Jets and that defense. So I like the ground game for Tom Brady and his Patriots against the Jets. So I would go that route.
Gotcha.
Another guy to look at if you're desperate this week, say you got quarterbacks on the bye or you're looking around, Daniel Jones has struggled the last couple weeks. He has taken on an Arizona secondary that has struggled to cover people, but I would not look to Daniel Jones. And my reasoning is he's got injuries, obviously, at the running back position, but also at the wide receiver position, and as well as the fact Arizona, I believe, is returning Patrick Peterson this week. So they will have a big uptick in their ability to cover in the secondary. That's going to help them out a lot. I like Jacoby Brissett this week, taking on Houston, as far as him putting points on the board. Brissett has been putting up points left and right all season. He struggled a little bit against Kansas City. It was the run game that got it done. for the Colts in that one, but he's been putting up really good points. I really like him.
I can't believe it. I've replaced him for Trubisky, and it's been the best move of my life. It's awesome. Hey, real quick, Jared Goff or Matthew Stafford?
Jared Goff or Matthew Stafford? Boy, that's a tough situation you have in there. I'll go Goff. Jared Goff, he's struggled a little bit the last few weeks. They're taking on Atlanta. Big reason is because I think you're going to get a lot of points scored in that game.
Okay.
Whereas when you look at what's going on with Matt Stafford, you're taking on Minnesota. Traditionally, Minnesota does a nice job of playing against the Lions, and they also hold teams to lower points. So I would go with I would 100% go with Jared Goff in that game. Cool. And expect there to be a ton of points scored. Question coming in, would you sit Rivers and play Buffalo's quarterback Josh Allen? I would, yes. I think Josh Allen is a much higher play than Phillip Rivers. I think Phillip Rivers actually is kind of a lower play this week. Tennessee's defense is very good. Tennessee likes to run the football. I think Tennessee's going to go out and try to protect Tannehill, which means they're going to try to shorten this game a lot. You know, Rivers might score a touchdown or two because they still going to be throwing the ball around. But I personally think that the gameplay between Josh Allen and between what Phillip Rivers is going to see, I think Josh Allen has an opportunity in this game because of how bad Miami's playing. He's got some fast little receivers that run up and down the field. He also runs the ball himself. Mm-hmm. The only threat you have against Josh Allen scoring points is Miami's run defense sucks, and if they decide that Buffalo is just going to pound the rock, they got their starting running back this week, they're just going to pound the rock. If that's the case, he might not get an opportunity in the red zone. That's my only fear, but I think he'll be fine. I think you're going to have a good game out of Josh Allen in there. Let's see if there's anyone else. I would say I personally like Jimmy Garoppolo at Washington this week. He's lower on a lot of people's rankings, but the reason I like Jimmy Garoppolo is because Washington is going to go out there, 8 men in the box. They're going to try to dare you to score some points. Washington has struggled, even though they got Landon Collins. They've struggled guarding tight ends. You got a really good one in Kittle. And then also on a side note, normally when a guy like Josh Norman's running around at corner, they say, oh, we're going to put him on their best receiver. He's not been great this year anyways. But who's the best receiver? It's the tight end.
Right.
Right? Kittle.
Kittle.
Who's the best receiver? They don't have one. They throw to everybody. Mm-hmm. They throw it to the linebacker or the running backs. They throw it all over the place.
Yep.
So I actually think you're going to see an efficient game out of Garoppolo, but I think he gets 2 or 3 touchdowns in this game. I think this is a good week for him for throwing touchdowns.
Yeah. I want to see them take on another good matchup. You know,
eventually, but it's, you know, but right now they're playing such good defense too, you know, with the front seven has been so good for what's going on. All right, let's move over to running backs. Barkley, a lot of people have on his board, is the number one guy this week for New York. As long as he's playing him back and healthy, then get after it, you know, giddy up. Let's see what he does. Arizona's defense has not been great, and if he's there, that'll help. When I look down through the different running backs and guys that I like Zeke Elliott a lot this week. I know it's a no-brainer to start him. Mm-hmm. If you're paying money in daily fantasy, I like him for the price that he's going for. Zeke Elliott last week, limited carries, went over 100 yards, got a touchdown. I think they're going to rely on him heavily. And Philadelphia, I'm telling you, Zeke Elliott will have some yards against Philadelphia, and he's going to catch some passes out of the backfield if you're in a PPR league.
So Joe Mixon, man.
Yes,
he is just.
He's getting opportunities, but it's not looking great.
Frustrating me now. Let me hear you. Duke Johnson or Josh Howard or Jordan Howard? Excuse me.
Boy, that's a bad matchup all around. Duke Johnson has done nothing this season.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Absolutely nothing. He's been such a bust. So I guess Howard is
really?
You know, because he'll get carries. You know, he'll get goal line carries.
But would you rather go Mixon out of all of them?
Oh, yeah, I would play Mixon out of three of them. Mixon will still outscore those other two.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, and he's been terrible as well, but I wouldn't.
He picks it up, hopefully.
Alvin Kamara, keep an eye on him. Mm-hmm. As of right now, he's not practiced.
Ooh.
All right, they're playing at Chicago. He's got a knee deal. Also, don't forget, if you're sitting there as the Saints, you have the luxury of knowing that you have a great record. You got your quarterback coming back soon. I wouldn't be surprised if they end up sitting him or limit his reps. So keep an eye on Alvin Kamara this week. Other guys that I like Derrick Henry a ton. He's been fantastic as a running back this season. But also I expect him to get a heavy workload, especially with Tannehill in there. So keep an eye on that. A guy, if you're absolutely desperate, I think Royce Freeman tonight is a great play. I actually believe he's going to be the better play out of the two running backs. because the Chiefs struggle with punishing running backs. A little speedy guy catching passes out of the backfield, they'll be okay. He's still going to have a good game too. But I expect what Denver's going to do, you're going to get a lot of attempts out of Royce Freeman, and I think he's going to have a lot of opportunity. And unless Kansas City shows up and all of a sudden can stop the run, which I don't believe they're going to, or if Kansas City can get way out in front and force Denver out of their run game, maybe they have an opportunity. But
yes,
I expect Royce Freeman to have a good game today.
Talk about running backs. Aaron tweeted in. He says he has Shady McCoy, Gurley, or Josh Gordon for his flex.
I would go Gurley on that one.
Okay.
Even though Gurley's been having, you know, he had the knee issue last week and he had some things. As long as Gurley's playing, that's the route. Shady, I do think, is going to get a lot of touches in this game tonight. You know, LeSean McCoy is the only running back that has had quality carries for the Chiefs in that backfield. Even Darren Williams, who, if you look, he's averaging like four yards per carry. Almost all of his yardage has come on two carries at the end of games. Whereas LeSean McCoy has been very consistent in getting good yards. He had one game which was tough sledding, and it was against Oakland when they were putting eight guys in the box the entire game, and that's why the Chiefs were going over the top and scoring on him. I think eventually, and maybe this is not the week, I think this is the week, though, that you see LeSean McCoy get a ton of carries because they're going to have an extended time off after this, and I think he gets a chance. But I would still look and see what they're saying about Gurley and then make your decision there. I would rank those Gurley, McCoy, and Gordon would be the way I'd rank those. Let's go to – got another question coming in. This one is from Josh. He says, hey, guys, I've got Chubb, but – Kareem Hunt's coming back at week 10. What do you suppose I do? Chubb's been fantastic this entire season, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect Nick Chubb to lose touches. I think he'll be fine. But here's the deal. Nick Chubb is very good. Kareem Hunt's a top five back in the NFL, right? So he's going to get touches as well. I actually think the guys that get downgraded once Kareem Hunt gets there is Baker Mayfield and his receiving core. Huh. I think you're going to see a lot of running out of this team.
Wow.
Like, I'm talking like 30 attempts a game. And you'll end up seeing, you know, Kareem Hunt having 10 carries and maybe three catches, where Nick Chubb's getting his typical 20 carries. And that's what those two are looking at. And all of a sudden, you're dialing back on what you're doing with your quarterback and receivers. Huh. I fully expect that. Plus, remember, when he's getting back is week 10. Yeah. What happens at that point in the year? The weather gets terrible, and they're going to have to start running the ball a ton. That's I really feel that way. So I would keep Nick Chubb. It's a gamble, but I would keep him and not worry about it. He's been too good.
I wonder if they looked to trade him at all.
No. Well, Hunt has... He's going to be a restricted free agent after this year.
Oh,
I have a feeling you're going to see him get shipped off somewhere for a second-round pick. And it'll be the best move in the world Cleveland's made by picking him up, taking the PR hit, and then trading him off and getting something back for it.